Tallahassee Democratic Senator Bill Montford represents much of the panhandle. He's a longtime educator and says schools across the area suffered major damage during the storm.
There's not a school in that was not impacted by this storm in these counties, every one of them. Jinks Junior High School, Middle School in Panama City, where I interned. It's been on national news more than one time. The gym was just blown away. And if you look at all the schools out there, what happened? And so that has a long-range impact on the students themselves, but that brings up the issue of mental health.
Montford says after Michael, even the threat of a storm is stressful for many students.
Superintendents and teachers and others are saying in many cases when the wind starts blowing, these elementary kids particularly start crying. They want the mom or dad to come get them. They want to know if their home will be there.
Donna Pilson is the executive director of Rebuild Bay County. She says the number of homeless students in the area skyrocketed following the storm.
Before the storm, the school district, Bay District Schools, were looking at about 700 students that were categorized as homeless. After the storm, that number rose quickly to 5,000. This year so far, with the surveys that have been collected, they're looking at about 2,500 students, and that's not even hearing from all of their families.
Pilson links that number to the number of students who are being referred for mental health treatment.
So far, there have been 202 community of care referrals. That's mental health services that's beyond what the schools can provide. There have been 50 students this year. So far, this school year so far, that have had the Baker Act applied to them. And so we're seeing a significant increase in our mental health case instances because of directly tied to the homeless situation of our students.
And officials say addressing the need for more housing has proven difficult. Christy Terry is the executive director of the North Florida Inland Long-Term Recovery Group and director of the Calhoun County Chamber of Commerce. She says thousands of people still don't have adequate housing.
When I say adequate, I mean living in homes with mold, holes in roofs with torn tarps that are barely covering the holes, living areas exposed to rain, bugs, critters. Some homes have been condemned, but with no other viable options, families remain inside, sometimes without electricity and running water.
Terry says part of the problem is that money isn't flowing to the area fast enough.
Waiting for resources to be appropriated, then months to decide how they can be used, then more months for revisions to rules, more time for implementation, then additional time to actually release the funds and try to meet the cost share is taking too long. Then it's our turn to apply and wait for funding. People cannot wait that long. Businesses can't wait that long, and communities cannot wait that long. For working parents and their children to have to literally wait 2 to 3 years to get back into their homes is unreasonable. We can do better.
Terry is pushing government officials and organizations to get available funding on the ground more quickly. And she says donations, including time and labor to rebuild homes, are still needed. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.